The Public Joint Standing Negotiation Committee will be meeting next week to determine the base pay for public sector workers following an increase in the minimum wage. The officer in charge of salary grading at the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, Eva Adu, said the committee will, at their meeting, determine the effective date for the increment. It will also determine whether workers will receive some arrears. She spoke to Gloria Anderson.
The minimum wage is determined by the tripartite, that's the government, the labor union, and the employers association. And it's the minimum amount of money that an employer, both public and private, should not pay his employees below that amount. The base pay, on the other hand, on the single fine salary structure, is determined after we have the minimum wage. Now, the base pay on the single fine should be equal to or above. In other words, it should be at least the same amount as the minimum wage. And therefore, if there's any negotiations to be made, we look at the minimum wage and it helps us determine the base pay. The base pay is determined by the Public Standing Joint Negotiating Committee, and that is made up of governments represented by Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, the Ministry of Finance, Ministry of Employment and Social Welfare, and the labor unions, your and associations to come together to negotiate the base pay. And therefore, the relationship between the base pay and then the minimum wage is purely that the base pay should not be below the minimum wage, but then they are determined by different bodies.
How is the increment going to reflect on the base pay for workers now?
Now that the minimum wage has been determined and it is higher than the base pay on the single spine as such now, what we do is to convene a meeting. The Public Standing Joint Negotiating Committee will meet to negotiate on the minimum amount on the single fine, which is the base pay.
Are we likely to see an increment in our salaries?
There's likely to be an increment.
Will you adjust the base pay to reflect salaries of workers?
It is not that straightforward to say that we are going to adjust. By the Public Standing Joint Negotiating Committee, who will meet to negotiate on the base pay.
How soon would that be done?
Oh, we are starting as early as next week.
Is the increment going to affect workers who are yet to be put on the spine?
The base pay is supposed to be enjoyed by all those who are on a single spine salary structure. And therefore, as much as possible, and it's our target to complete all the migration very soon. And therefore, our target is that all those who are on the single spine should enjoy it. And we know that the others will be joining very soon.
An officer in charge of salary grading at the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission talking to Gloria Anderson. Meanwhile, the government has announced a new minimum wage of 4 cedis 48 pesos for the year 2012. This follows a series of negotiations between the National Tripartite Committee, made up of government, the TUC, and the Employers Association of Ghana. The new daily minimum wage takes effect from today. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the TUC Secretary General Kofi Asamoah confirmed the announcement of a new minimum wage and asked all employers to comply accordingly. He said workers who are paid lower than the new minimum wage must report their employers to any labor office for redress. He spoke to Rita Ofosu-Atete.
Yes, the National Tripartite Committee concluded discussions on the national minimum wage for 2012. Discussions have been ongoing since the latter part of last year. We concluded on 20% over the existing minimum wage for 2012.
Are you in support of this 20%?
Yes, that is what we consensually as tripartite agreed. And it takes effect from tomorrow. All institutions and enterprises whose minimum wage is below adjust accordingly to the new national minimum wage.
I also understand that the Minister for Employment said he will ensure that employees are paid the due minimum wage. What is the TUC also going to do about that?
Apparently, when the national minimum wage is put in place, it's an obligation on all those who employ labor to ensure that the least paid person is above the national minimum. Everybody is supposed to comply. Indeed, the Minister of Employment has the legitimate right, the labor defection, to move from one workplace to the other to ensure enforcement. We will work collectively in ensuring that employers comply with the new minimum wage. So if you work in a workplace where your least paid person is below the new minimum wage, you are obliged to adjust automatically, and it will definitely provide support to the other social partners in ensuring enforcement of the new national minimum wage.
So with this explanation, can employees who are less paid report to the TUC or the Ministry of Employment?
Yeah, it's all employees who fall into that category where their least paid person is below 4 cedis 48 pesos can report to the nearby labor department or the labor ministry, any trade union or the TUC, so that we can ensure compliance.
You and your members have been championing this cause, but do you think this agreement is the best for all workers?
Yes, normally when you set a minimum wage, since it's a national minimum, it takes account of several other factors, inflation and also cost of living. Since we've drawn conclusions and it's the final decision of the tripartite, we are in support of that figure.
TUC Secretary General Kofi Asamoah talking to Rita Ufosuatete. Radio Ghana spoke to a cross-section of the public on the increment of the national minimum wage to 4 cedis 48 pesos.
I think that the minimum wage, if you ask me, I think has come at the right time, because if you take the average Ghanaian, the amount of money that a person is supposed to earn per day is nothing to write home about. This time around, as a worker and as a public sector worker, I'm very happy, as much as any worker from the private sector. It is going a long way to help the Ghanaian worker who will toil, to work the whole day tirelessly to just put food on the table.
The minimum wage that has been given, I don't think it's going to have any better thing to do with the workers, because I don't see that to be the way forward in terms of increment in life of it, in order to reflect on workers of today. 20% increment comparing to the fuel rising and the increases that the drivers are demanding from passengers, for them, when they just set up how much they want to take, they don't think of coming back or revealing anything. So if the government comes to say 20% increment, and the increment that the drivers are taking from passengers is more than what the government is putting on the increase of a salary, it only reflects on the salary workers and not the other way around. I don't think I have any very good view to say the government is doing well in terms of increasing with 20%.
A cross-section of workers sharing their views on the new national minimum wage.